This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Leading up to the anniversary of last year's terrorist attacks, NPR mailboxes are filled with books, CDs, poems, music, and announcements of art exhibitions inspired by the tragic events of September 11th. Over the next week, Morning Edition correspondents will examine the lasting impact of September 11th on American life. Today, NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports on making art in the aftermath of tragedy.
Artists have responded with infinite variety. Bruce Springsteen made a CD called The Rising.
The sky was falling, then streaked with blood. I heard you calling me, then you disappeared into the dust. Upstairs, into the fire, upstairs, into the fire.
Suzanne Vega put this folk song on her new album, Vigil.
It hit home, it still does, it hits home.
How is it possible after September 11th to make art? After September 11th, how can artists go back to a blank sheet of paper and just make things up?
I think that's the same question that Theodore Adorno raised when he asked if art or poetry would be possible after the Holocaust.
For Kelly Cherry, a poet, novelist, short story writer, the answer to the question was no for quite a while. She tried to write something, didn't like it, chucked it.
I found myself lying awake one night trying to figure out why I had had so much trouble writing something. And of course, it's because the events of September 11th pushed this huge barrier right up against everything a writer believes in.
Then an editor asked Kelly Cherry to contribute to a book called September 11th, 2001, American Writers Respond, and she decided to write about her inability to write.
A writer's pledge of allegiance. I believe one must speak, and speak truly. I believe in the power of language to show, to move, to solve, to heal.
Nothing is beyond language, Kelly Cherry writes. To be human is to sing, and there is nothing that cannot be sung. But her writer's pledge of allegiance ends this way.
For I believe nothing is beyond knowing. I believe nothing is beyond saying. I believe this and am without words.
The stark reality defies poetry. It mocks this melody. There is no song. There is no song.
See, that's more the response. That's what I felt immediately after 9/11.
Singer-songwriter Suzanne Vega.
I felt pretty much like Richard Julian says in the song. There are no words to really describe the magnitude of it, but we still have to try.
Vega agrees that a lot of bad art has come out in response to the events of September 11th, work produced too quickly for commercial reasons with little reflection or depth. But Suzanne Vega respects the impulse of so many to try to make art after something terrible happens.
You almost never write a song about a very happy day or a really good meal. You know, it's always something that really bothers you. And this really bothers a lot of people, and with reason. And so that's why I think you're seeing all this art, because it's a way of trying to make sense of something that's really hard to make sense of. And I think that's one of the things art does, is kind of, it allows you to organize something that's not organizable.
One of the first artists to respond to the attacks was Art Spiegelman, who did the cover for the September 13th issue of the New Yorker magazine. At first glance, that cover is all black, with the magazine logo in white.
As one looks at it in a different light, a black ghost shadow of the towers becomes visible, a second black on top of the other black. And the only clue at first is the antenna from one of the towers cutting across that logo.
Art Spiegelman won the Pulitzer Prize in 1992 for Mouse, a comic book story of the Holocaust. He was near the towers when the plane struck.
Right after we'd gone out of the rubble of Ground Zero, managed to collect our daughter from Stuyvesant and our son from the United Nations School, getting this message saying that a magazine was being put together in the next 2 or 3 days seemed about as unreal and as useless a task as I could imagine. Lots of people I knew were running down to see if they could donate blood or move rubble. I realized I'm not especially good at moving rubble, and there were a lot of people giving blood, so I, by default, was stuck at the studio seeing if I could find a way to deal with the picture-making process. And it was really by default, and it was as much to keep myself from going nuts as anything else.
Art Spiegelman's black-on-black Ghost Towers covered a magazine that broke one of its signature traditions. That issue of The New Yorker carried no cartoons. Playwright Wendy Wasserstein missed the cartoons, missed a comic take.
I want to know what Paul Rudnick has to say. I want to know what Mel Brooks has to say.
Why?
Well, maybe it's because I'm the comedic writer as well. The people who write comedy have a sense of both what's dark, not even edgy. I mean the texture of life. I mean why people continue. What is humane? What is inexpressible and yet continuing?
Wendy Wasserstein remembers novelist Don DeLillo observing after September 11th that the terrorists now control our narrative. Just as the assassination of President Kennedy shaped Wasserstein's generation, so the events of September 11th will shape generations that follow. A quintessential New Yorker, last September 12th, Wendy Wasserstein heard that a collection was being taken up for families of some of the firefighters. One of the drop-off points for donations was the School of American Ballet. Wasserstein went over, made her contribution, then watched a dance class.
And there was something about watching those young people doing ballet in this classical form on that day that I found actually the most healing thing that I could possibly do. And in terms of art, it wasn't that their ballet or their pliés or their attitudes was informed by this event of yesterday. In my mind, it was that the discipline and the art form continued, and I found it deeply moving.
Wendy Wasserstein feels that an enormous event, a tragedy like September 11th, makes an artist come back to her or his own work. It makes an artist ask, what can I do? What's really important to do? That's her answer to the question, how can you go back to a blank sheet of paper and just make things up?
Because that's what we do. That is our work. That's our, you know, a doctor goes back to the hospital. You go back here to the radio. That is what we do. And after an event like that, you think, what's the value of life? And then you think the value of life is to be able to work and to be able to have your connections and love, etc. But if you're an artist, then you honor your work and the privilege of working. And the privilege of working is to go back to that blank sheet. That's what you have to do.
Wisdom, the playwright Aeschylus wrote in ancient Greece, wisdom comes alone through suffering. For nearly a year now, artists have worked in a world in which September 11th happened. If there is wisdom in the art they make, there may be solace too. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Tomorrow, NPR's Alex Chadwick on how people feel about flying 1 year later.